So this evening, we have a story about a magid. The word magid means to tell. And in the old country in Eastern Europe, where towns were very small, the magid would travel from place to place and would teach about the Torah and would tell stories and would look for wonderful, wonderful things. And there was one magid who was a very, very famous magid. He was the magid of Chesed. And the magid would travel, and the magid loved to sing. And sometimes when he traveled, he would do a nigun. And the nigun would sound like this.
Lai 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 yai lai 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 yai lai 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 yai lai 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 Yai lai 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 Yai lai 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 Yai lai 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 Yai lai 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 lai
And the Magid once came to Jerusalem, and it was late on a Friday morning. And there were people that were getting ready for Shabbat. They were in cafes, and they were going to the supermarket. And in this small part of Jerusalem, there was an elderly woman. And every week, she would walk around, she'd go in the stores, and she would pass people on the street. And she'd be looking for tzedakah because she came from Yemen and she didn't have much money. But people got to know her, but not everybody knew her. And so if there was somebody that didn't, she would go up to the person and she might say, and then a person would reach out and the person would give tzedakah. But sometimes something different happened. As the woman was walking around, sometimes she'd see people coming towards her who were smiling. And they reached out and they gave her tzedakah. And then sometimes, though, there were people who were just walking on the street and really not thinking about much. And then she'd say, and the person would give tzedakah. But there were the other kind of people that would approach all of the time, and they would walk up smiling, and they would reach out and give tzedakah. And seeing this, the Magid smiled, because the Magid realized what was happening. That when the woman had to approach people, she always looked down towards the ground and always looked kind of sad. But there were people that saw that she needed tzedakah, and they would reach out and help. And they'd always say, Good Shabbos. The amazing thing in Jerusalem is that people you might not talk to all during the week, when you'd pass each other on Shabbat, it would always be Shabbat Shalom. And then the Magid left, and the Magid was traveling and traveling, and the Magid had another nigun, and that nigun sounded like this.
Ayo.
Magid came to an elementary school, and it was the end of lunch, and there were kids out in the playground playing. And the Magid saw a group was playing dodgeball. And there was one kid who was a great athlete and would throw the ball really hard. And the teachers got a little worried because the ball was thrown so hard that someone might get hurt. And on the other team, there was a boy who wasn't a very good athlete. In fact, he had a problem with his leg and he often walked with a limp. Well, as time would have it, the game went and went until these were the last two players. And now all the teachers were standing and watching, and they worried about what might happen. And then all of a sudden, something they didn't expect happened. The boy who had been mean to others threw the ball very gently to the boy who wasn't an athlete. And the person who never won got to be the winner in that game of tag. And the Magid again was happy. And the Magid this time put words to the melody of the Nigun.
Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend, and together we'll walk in the ways of Hashem.
And then the Magid came to another town. And the Magid saw something very strange in this town, that there was a wall right down the middle of the town called a mechitza, a division. And the wall ran right through Audrey Street. And on one side, everybody had yellow bandanas. They would wear them all different ways. On the other side, there were green bandanas. And the Magid walked to the yellow side and heard everybody singing their nigun.
Yai lai 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 lai. Yai lai 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 lai. Yai lai 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 lai. Yai lai 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 lai.
The nigun was a little softer, and the Magid went to the other side of Audrey Street and heard the people singing their nigun.
Ayo, oh, eh. Ayo, oh, eh.
And then the Magid went off to the woods to think and thought it was so sad that there were two such beautiful melodies and that they were divided by a wall. So the Magid went first to the yellow side of town and said, sing your nigun.
Yai la 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 la. Yai la 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 la.
As they were singing, the Magid went to the other side of town as they kept singing. And the Magid heard the other melody. And the Magid said, come with me to the wall. And the people on the green side of town came to the wall, as did the people on the yellow side. And they sang louder. Everyone sang. And the wall suddenly came down. And everybody sang. And the melodies went back and forth, and people chose whichever melody they wanted. And instead of just green and yellow, there were all kinds of colors that were part of the town.
Oh, hey. walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend. And together we'll walk in the ways of how to choose your part. Not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend. And together we'll walk in the ways of Hashem.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.